This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. KER Politics. I'm chatting with a published author right now. His name is Josh Melville. Josh has written a book called The American Time Bomb. Very, very interesting. Josh, take a couple of minutes, if you would. Just give us a brief overview of your book, and then we'll get into some specific issues, okay?
Sure. First, thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure, Josh. Well, thank you for coming on.
My book is the fifth book of mine that's been published, or is it the sixth? Actually, I've lost count. And it's the first book that's about my father and me personally. It's half biography of my father, who was a very famous radical from the 1960s, who bombed about a dozen buildings in protest of U.S. imperialism and America's involvement in the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And the other half of the book is kind of my own memoir of my mission throughout the late 1980s and 1990s to find out the truth about what he did and did not do and the circumstances surrounding his death, which was at the famous Attica prison uprising in 1971.
Yeah, I understand he was killed there. That's a bummer. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I really am. Tell us a little bit, if you would, how this book relates to what's going on in America today, would you? I mean, we got a lot of violence going on in America today.
Yes, the book is one of the reasons that I wrote this book now and not, 15 years ago, was because I saw what was happening in America since the 2016 election cycle. And what I saw were direct parallels to things that were happening in the late 1960s with kind of Trump becoming the new Nixon and BLM replacing the Black Panthers and Antifa replacing the Weather Underground. So I saw a lot of direct parallels, and I thought now is probably the best time to tell my father's story because it's relevant again for the first time in, roughly 50 years.
I got to tell you, Josh, I find it to be incredibly relevant. Now, I personally, as our listeners are aware, and we have a blog associated with our radio show, and we have upwards of 200 comments on the blog virtually for every show that we do, sometimes as many as 500. My listeners are very, very concerned about the violence that's occurring in our country today. Tell us how your book describes that violence and the parallels, would you, bud?
Sure. Well, I wouldn't say it describes the violence per se. What it does is describes the profiles of the people who commit the violence and their motivations for becoming radicalized. And my theory is definitely revisionist at the least, in that what I began to realize by talking to many of the radicals who were in my father's cell and friends who knew my father and just doing tons of research about my father is that many of the people who commit these acts have found a fashionable outlet for their rage, which is usually in a political forum. But if that fashionable outlet did not exist, most of these people would by and large still commit violent acts.
Can you explain that to me, please?
Sure. So one of the questions I try to wrestle with in the book is, was my father a true believer or just, a deadbeat dad who had found an outlet for his rage, through the counterculture, rise of the counterculture in the 1960s. So, in the 1980s, if you decided to, quit your job as a well-paid plumbing engineer working for a prestigious architectural company and leave your wife and kids and go underground to throw bombs, people would be like, what? Why are you doing that? What's that
right.
about?
Right.
But there was a period in time in 1969 when that was okay to do, when that was cool. And that has resurfaced again in the post-2016 America.
Well, Josh, let me tell you, I'm an interesting guy in the sense, and I don't mean to talk about myself, but believe it or not, this is going to be very relevant to your book. I'm pretty conservative, okay? And my radio show, as you know, as your publicist has told you, is also a very conservative show. Now, given that fact, my personal political leanings in the 60s that you're talking about, my only disappointment in the 60s was purely and simply that I felt that America had lost an awful lot of its moral value, for lack of better terms. Do you think that's the case in America today?
Well, you know, I hate to use the word moral because it's so subjective.
Okay.
I do think we've lost the ability to be critical thinkers, and we've lost the ability to debate our differences civilly. And I think that was that existed in the 60s as well, but it's even worse today. I think social media and the fact that how should I describe it? Very fast-paced editing, ultraviolet films have created kind of a short attention span theater for the average person. And it's made it very difficult for us in the age of outrage to just discuss our differences politely and civilly. In the 60s, it wasn't quite as bad, but it was bad. And, you know, proof of that is that the fact that a number of well-educated pacifists took to violence by bombing buildings and attempting to commit acts of extreme violence against the military.
Well, it's certainly going on right now. There's no, I mean, the only difference today is I don't see very much action contrary to the military today, but I see an awful lot of action, destructive action, for lack of better terms, towards society in general. Why the difference, Josh?
Why the difference between the 60s and today?
Yep.
I think a lot of it is social media. It's almost the obligation of the youth to rebel against the older generation. That's part of their function in our society. And the millennials today make up percentage-wise more of the population than baby boomers did in the 60s. And when you have a generation, that larger group of people whose job it is to be rebellious, but you're living in a time when everything is very prosperous. America was very, very, well, it still is very, very prosperous. It's not like that there was no war to rally around. There was no significant social causes to rally around. And so I feel that the millennial generation, whose job it is to keep the older generation in check, or at least, for a while at least, they've latched on to causes that I think to people over 50 seem kind of frivolous and less important than the social causes that the new left had adopted in the late 1960s.
I found that to be pretty interesting. I'd like you to elaborate a little bit, if you would, on the basic tenet that you made dealing with social media being a cause of this. Can you talk about that a little bit? We've got about 2 minutes, then we have to take a break, and I'll bring you back after the break.
Sure. So social media combines the worst elements of two important forms of communication. It combines the permanency of the written word with the spontaneousness of the spoken word. And this is probably a dangerous cocktail. Most people are not great writers. Most people can speak impulsively. And there are things that we used to say to one another, probably face-to-face or at a party, that once said would dissolve into the ether. But because of social media, they're permanent. And they create an atmosphere where that seems to bring out the worst in most people. People don't seem to be able to be civil on social media. I think it's easier to be rude to someone when you don't have to face them, when you're hiding behind some kind of avatar or an account with a fake name on it. I've noticed that the people on social media that are the most outspoken and the most vitriolic often don't have their photograph on their social media account.
No, and that's very true. Josh, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm going to have to do it. We've got to take a real quick, commercial break so the stations can make a living, for lack of better terms. But we'll be back on the air here in about 30 seconds. Joshua Melville, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing my discussion with Joshua Melville, the author of a book entitled American Time Bomb. Joshua, we had to take a break for a commercial break, I guess, for lack of better terms. When we had to take that break, we were talking about the vitriolic nature of an awful lot of what I would call social media, which I agree with you is a problem. Can you elaborate a little bit on why it's a problem? Just elaborate a little bit more, if you would.
Well, I think I boiled it down in the last segment. You're combining you're creating a medium whereby people can spontaneously say whatever's on their mind, and then it becomes permanent, you know, in the digital link of the internet. And I'm not sure this is a good thing in the long run, because most people tend to regret some of the things that they say spontaneously. And we haven't developed yet, maybe we will, but as a society, we haven't yet developed the muscles to show restraint in this new medium. And so people that have been friends for decades, you know, find themselves, you know, polarized and hating each other over things that, you know, 50 years ago we could have civilly disagreed about.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the medium of social media, it becomes amplified and kind of spirals out of control.
Yeah, I really wonder sometimes, people are pretty uptight in America today. I think a lot of the, for lack of better terms, uptightness, there's a new word, just introduced that since the 60s. I think people are really very uptight because of the uncertainty of COVID. Got any comments on that?
Well, I don't think COVID has made the situation any better, any easier, and it doesn't seem to be. It's really unfortunate that some of the cities, mostly ones that are democratic controlled in this country, have erupted in such violence, and that the authorities in those cities have stood down and allowed the violence to perpetrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, I have friends who are good friends of mine, bright, intelligent people, will both watch the same news clip and they'll swear they're looking at a peaceful protest.
Right,
and
right.
This doesn't look like that at all. At a peaceful protest, someone's throwing a Molotov cocktail at a Walmart. you know, people see what they want to see.
Well, a lot of my friends have said, well, a lot of the violence is being occurred because people want to loot stores for purely and simply. I don't think that's the case. I think there is a tremendous, tremendous amount of, and I'll use the word again, uptightness in our country right now. And I think COVID is playing a part of that. But I also think that a lot of the uncertainty that's involved politically right now is playing a part. Any comment on that?
Well, I don't think we have political uncertainty. I think people feel very certain and very entrenched in their political ideology. And it just seems like it's being pushed further and further towards the extremes, especially on the left. You know, I was raised, as your audience knows, I've been a registered Democrat my whole life and pretty much voted Democrat most of my life. But, you know, in the last 5 years, I find myself being kind of politically homeless, not really sympathizing with some of the agenda of the new left, today's new left.
Yeah.
You know, being a family man and being someone who owns a business and owns real estate, I never would have imagined that I would think of myself as a traditional conservative, but most of my East Coast friends who I grew up with now consider me a conservative.
Mm-hmm. What do you consider yourself to be, Josh? What do you personally consider yourself to be?
I think it's hard to define because it depends on the issues. Now, I don't have a problem with gay marriage. I don't have a problem with people, but I also don't have a problem with people owning guns. I personally own a gun, but I don't have a problem with people owning guns, but I understand the need for them for personal protection. So it really depends on which issue, you know, you choose. I believe in a woman's right to choose in terms of her body and reproductive rights, but, you know, I think it can also go too far. And this is clearly an issue that half the country is, that the entire country is completely divided on. So the difference, I think, between me and some of my contemporaries is, even though I believe one way, considering how polarized the issue is, an evolved person has to entertain the idea that there's another point of view out there that's different from your own, and you have to develop some respect for that. What I see happening in today's New West is they don't seem to be respecting the other side, and so it's just become kind of a verbal free-for-all. And no one's really listening to one another, and as a result, the problems are not getting solved.
No, the problems aren't getting solved. You know, I'm reading a book right now on Fauci, you know, Tony Fauci, for lack of better terms. And the author of that book, who happens to be the son of Bobby Kennedy, basically said that the Democratic Party, as you were a part of, died in 2020. Would you agree with that?
Died might be a strong word. It certainly morphed into something that I don't recognize.
Yeah. And how are you dealing with that? Do you talk about that in the book at all, American Time Bomb?
I don't talk about my personal politics in the book because there's enough politics in the book without me getting into my personal politics. But people around me talk about their politics to me in the book, and So, for example, the girlfriend that I had at the time, at one point in the book, kind of gets fed up with the fact that I've become obsessed with learning about my father and not focusing on our relationship at the time, and said, says in the book, I don't understand, radicals aren't necessarily heroes. They don't have the patience to work within a system to affect change. So, they perform radical acts. And, they feel that, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And the eggs that they're breaking are the children. Mm-hmm. The people who are going to have to grow up in the wake of their devastation. And she goes on to say, why throw, and this is a question I wrestle with in the book quite a bit. I asked many of the radicals, why did you do these things? Why blow up buildings? Why do these things? They said, well, to get rid of Nixon. I said, but you did this when Nixon started his second term. He only had 3 years left in office. Why are you throwing away your life and risking the lives of others for someone that's going to be out of office in 3 years? And they just kind of look at me with a blank stare like I'm out of my freaking mind.
Maybe they just enjoy doing what they're doing. Maybe they enjoy instigating violence. I don't know.
That was the point I was making earlier. What the conclusion that I came to was that it didn't matter who was in office. It didn't matter what war we were fighting. I think these were people who had a violent side to them, even though they called themselves pacifists, and they found a fashionable outlet for their rage and committed acts of violence that were too cool at the time. It was cool to be mad at your parents at the time, and it was cool to hate the government at the time. So what better time to be an anarchist than 1969? And that has repeated today. There's no better time to be an anarchist than now.
Well, when you have police chiefs resigning because they can't uphold the law, when you have mayors not running for re-election because they can't uphold the law, I would have to say you're 100% right. Josh, got about 40 seconds left. Why should people buy your book, American Time Bomb?
I think people should buy my book for a couple of reasons. First of all, it gives a perspective on the last 60 years of this country's history that I don't think anybody else has looked at, not through this lens, not through the personal lens of going inside the mind of one of the key radicals that helped shape, that was the foundation of many radical other radical groups throughout that time period, and understand what it takes for someone to convert, to become from a straight-laced, family man to become, a full underground radical leader. I think understanding the mentality of that helps us understand the violence of today and helps us understand the political division of today and helps us cope with it better.
And that's absolutely critical. Joshua Millville, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to pick up a copy of this book, come to our website. We'll show you how to do it. Josh.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a Merry Christmas morning. Here's something that doesn't happen every Christmas.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expecting that telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. This Christmas morning launch was live streamed on NASA's website and its TV channel. travelers not planning to go as far as space are running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations this Christmas Day. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today. A lot of it's weather-related. This is USA Radio News. In Los Angeles, the county coroner's identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect, and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Spider-Man No Way Home is now the biggest movie worldwide of the entire year of 2021. This latest entry into the superhero franchise set to cross the $1 billion mark today. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for the second half of the KE Report, KER Politics. We're going to devote this entire half of the program, which is almost, got quite a bit of time, almost 40, 45 minutes, to Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg came out this week. It was pretty well determined that he had been fanning the fire of discontent in the country by actually posting information that would get him a fair amount of clicks on Facebook, make people very, very angry, and it oftentimes wasn't even true. Jimmy, you want to start out talking about this, and then I'll jump in.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's happened with Mark Zuckerberg and using paid fact checkers by actually trying to manipulate information, and of course his involvement in the 2020 election through his Center for Civic. There's a lot of issues that are facing him right now, and of course in the courts he's being sued by John Stossel, a libertarian who's a Fox News contributor, and in those court filings he's actually, their staff are having to admit that their fact checkers are actually just providing opinions, but they're silencing people and not allowing people to have a fair and equal hearing. And a lot of accusations of actually progressives want to silence him because he does allow, in some cases, some other alternative views. And of course, you know, a lot of them are restricted. A lot of them are shadow banned. But it's quite an interesting event and how much influence and what he's facing right now. And I think this can't last too long for him.
Well, what I think is interesting is his employees are saying that the algorithms which they use, having a little trouble talking this morning, that the algorithms which they use are basically pushing more and more information into the Facebook notebook, for lack of better terms, that is simply made to amplify anger, amplify extremism and amplify misinformation. How can somebody with the power of Facebook, who runs Facebook, like Mike Zuckerberg, actually do that? He is fanning the flames of incredible anger in America, and that's causing, it's causing violence, it's causing death, etc., etc., and this idiot doesn't seem to care. I don't get it, Jimmy.
No, during the week's editorials, we talked a little bit about the experimentation during the Arab Spring between, you know, 2011 to 2013, that basically destroyed all civility in northern Africa, in Arab states across the region. Now, as you know, we mentioned previously, those states were controlled by usually by monarchs or strongmen. And there was this idea with the Obama administration and, of course, with these Facebook and social media outlets that they could actually shift and adjust perceptions and create conditions that would actually favor more democratic values. Well, what we found was it actually destroyed most of those countries and was very inconsistent and allowed extremism to take charge in many of those countries. Egypt is a prime example where the Muslim Brotherhood, a known terrorist organization, actually took power. And of course it happened all across and Africa and the Mediterranean in creating the conditions in Syria that caused the civil war there. And those killed literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And basically, getting back to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook was the primary way to motivate and incentivize people to communicate and to coordinate efforts in order to create those conditions. Nobody likes authoritarianism. I certainly don't. But what he did is it basically was an experimentation of how he can influence outcomes in elections and in organizations. And, of course, what we're seeing now is him using the same types of tactics and influences to create an ideological utopia that he believes, from his very limited life experience, is best for America and the world. And he has way too much influence and way too much power and money, and certainly apparently an objective to use those tools to an advantage that is both financially beneficial to him as well as politically and ideologically beneficial to him.
Well, Jimmy, I have to tell you, you and I have been involved with the internet now for going on, I don't know, what's it been, 5, 7 to 10 years or thereabouts. The internet scares the daylights out of me because of the power that it has. You know, back when I was a kid growing up, that power was somewhat exemplified by long-distance calling, by the network news, etc., etc. But the power has gotten so large, it's now affecting all the countries throughout the world. Zuckerberg's violence, I don't want to use the word violence because he's not necessarily being violent, but what he is doing is he is putting information out there on his news feeds that are making people angry, emotionally, I would have to say almost unstable, and causing those people to act in irrational manners in instances around the country, like, for example, what happened in America in Wisconsin.
Well, and he's limiting, he's censoring and limiting speech in some, in many areas for opinions that he or his staff or his algorithms have been designed to identify as against his particular ideologies. And what that means, and we've seen this numerous times, thousands, basically tens of thousands of examples of him doing that. And with that, he inflames. I mean, what happened with the George Floyd riots?
Yeah.
You know, those went on for, I mean, months, and a lot of the coordination of the efforts was actually controlled through Facebook. Yet, what do we hear from the left, and what do we hear from the progressives in their anger at Facebook? It's not about all that coordination. It's about the coordination for January 6th and the people that were actually protesting the outcome of the elections and looking for, you know, fraud and trying to, you know, wonder what the heck had happened. And, of course, he's directly involved. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and Priscilla Chan, his partner, they are directly involved in influencing elections as well, with $419 million that he spent laundering through the Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTLCL, and the Center for Election Innovation Research. These organizations actually were very specifically geared to counties that were targetable to change the outcomes of the elections. They used a tremendous amount of both pressure and influence to use COVID and other ways to protect or to allow mail-in voting, to do vote harvesting, to energize people. And a lot of people say, well, that's the way you want to do it. You want to get people more out there. But they were geared towards an ideological purpose, if nothing else. And that is very dangerous that an individual has that much influence and that much power over an electoral system in a republic.
Well, what I think is interesting in the article that was in the Week magazine, and this is a direct quote, this is almost something, in my opinion, that Zuckerberg ought to be thrown in jail for. Quote, the documents showed that Facebook intentionally amplified divisive content in its news feed, promoting posts that provoked clicks on the angry. It strikes me, and I would support 100% if the government just simply shut Facebook down at this moment in time. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm not so much interested in the government shutting anything down, but I am interested in accountability for those that silence other voices and opinions.
Right.
And I think there should be some accountability for the violence and the anger and the frustration. Look, the two most biggest motivators for the three most motivators, I'll say, for human beings, one are hate, two are anger, and three are love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back here in about 30 seconds.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up our discussion with the Facebook situation, how Facebook is amplifying anger and lies. We're going to talk about that. We're going to continue talking about that with Jim McKinney. Jimmy, let's talk about the algorithms first of all. Explain how those algorithms to a real idiot, how do those algorithms actually work?
You've got basically a modified version of artificial intelligence that reviews either words or pictures, images, or sounds, and those, that algorithm, that computer code, highlights issues that might be concerned, that are programmed into that as maybe a problem language or word or some angst or animosity. The problem is human beings actually create those algorithms. When they create those algorithms, they build in bias. The idea that you can, you know, that the computer and the actual code, the computer code, is going to identify hate equally across the board would be impossible. In my view, it's impossible to identify, because people can show hatred with a smile. People can create violence while, you know, pretending they're doing the right thing. And, of course, we saw that over and over again last year in the Floyd riots. So the idea that some computer code that a bunch of analysts, and I've got some experience in this, at least some oversight experience. My son works for Amazon Web Services, a PhD, theoretical physicist, and he writes for, AI coding and development there. He's a chief scientist that runs a team. And, this is really hard stuff when you're taking personal emotions in there. And basically it's shaped and guided by individual views.
You know, I don't understand how Zuckerberg can completely ignore internal calls for reform, because what he is doing, I'm not an attorney, but it strikes me that getting people that angry, that emotionally involved in situations with misinformation.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal. I'm not that familiar with a specific law, but I know there are ways that we should be looking at censorship from private companies that have as much power as Facebook does. I think one of the big ways that would make a difference is the monopoly he has by buying out competitors and by silencing other social media platforms. And of course, you know, if you've got the ability through your system to basically crush any other competitor and gear everyone's views to your particular ideology, that is something new in human history that we've never seen through technology. And, you know, you started off earlier in the last segment saying, you know, this is scary stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, never in our lifetimes have we been able to send so much information so quickly around the world to different people. And it could be very easily manipulated into propaganda and manipulate people in markets and create conditions that could create war, and I'm sure that it has, and can create lies and destruction and violence.
I got to tell you, Jimmy, what I don't understand when you talk about destruction and violence and war, those are pretty serious subjects, and I don't understand why the liberals don't realize what's going on, and why don't they also call for a stop to this? I don't get it.
Well, here's what I believe.
Okay.
I believe that progressives have taken over the general view of the Democratic Party in the United States. The general view of a liberal, of a traditional, classic liberal, would be to protect against that and allow for free speech and free rights and allow people to think and believe and not be controlled. Had Republicans been controlling this knowledge and, you know, Zuckerberg been using it to promote conservative values and conservative ideas, the Democrats and the liberals would be attacking him severely. They're attacking him now, and this is something very important to realize. Some of the articles that you're looking at right now are actually attacking him because he still allows some conservative voices out there. And that's something that, you know, we have to actually pay very strict attention to, because the idea is that you can control this. You can't control it. You cannot control people's voices or ideas and minds over a long period of time. What you'll get is you can influence tremendously, but when the lies come out, people, the backlash begins, and it's happened throughout history with authoritarian leaders, tyrants, and people that lie and manipulate and steal. The socialist systems that Mark Zuckerberg and a lot of these ideologues and the progressives, AOC, are Bernie Sanders, that are promoting, those views have failed miserably over time because they control and isolate people. And that's the problem. When they continue down this road, they're eventually going to face the, you know, they're going to face the piper for it. But the problem is, how challenging is it before we get to the point where there's pushback? You're starting to see it now, but these guys are very, very powerful, and they manipulate minds and ideas with very sophisticated tools that identify and target each individual on what they should look at and what they should see, what news is out there. And unfortunately, there are far too many people that don't realize it, so they think what they get off their Facebook feed for news is accurate and true, when in fact, it's manipulated, it's opinion, and it's geared to them in a very specific, technologically controlled way.
Well, as I've said many times, it's cost me the relationship with a grandson and a daughter because they are so into Facebook. My oldest daughter's sole source of information, political information, societal information, et cetera, is Facebook. And she prides herself on that, which I find to be very, very interesting. All of the articles that I've read, and I've read numerous articles about this thing, Jimmy, then they have all have said they really bemoan the fact that there is a total lack of moral compass in perhaps one of the largest companies in the world. And the conclusion that I would like to ask you this question, and that is, why, and do you feel that Bill Gates is involved in this also? I can't believe that he would be. I mean, this is so abysmal. It just, he's got to be smarter than that.
You know, Bill Gates is involved in many things that you would think. Look, just because people make a lot of money doesn't necessarily mean they understand comprehensively life and community. Bill Gates is a human being like you and I.
Yeah.
He makes mistakes. Bill Gates has invested immense amounts of resources into vaccinations and vaccines and this whole COVID outcome and out process. And I'll tell you, I don't trust him running my life any more than I trust Mark Zuckerberg, Joe Biden, you, or
Or come on, Jimmy.
Me? I do everything perfectly, man.
You know that. But let me say this. I think we're at a real crossroads in our country today. And the one thing that Zuckerberg has accomplished, it hasn't been necessarily accomplished by Zuckerberg, but it's been accomplished by publications like The Week magazine when they bring all of this out. And that is, our country is in serious trouble today. And I hope that that comes out in the next major election. I hope that it comes out that people realize that they are voting totally now on misinformation. Jim, we got about a minute.
Yeah, so, and that's something very important that I wanted to talk about. I mentioned the Center for Technology and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation Research. These are two heavily funded Mark Zuckerberg programs that changed the outcomes of the elections and focused resources specifically in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. When you go through some of the details of where they put money, how they put money, and what they did, they shifted and shaped votes. And that was in conjunction with their Facebook programming. And, of course, we've seen the whistleblower who was a former tech guy that has said that you can change 10-15% of the voting population through manipulation of Facebook and some of these social media platforms. You're seeing a coordinated effort to do that. The people that are doing this are very influential. They're very powerful. And if we don't put a check on them, we're going to face a completely different future in America.
Well, yeah, we're already facing a future that I never thought was possible in my country, America. But I will say this. I have to believe, because I still have faith in the majority of Americans, I have to believe that in the next election this will be a major point, and I think it's going to cost the Democrats. As Bobby Kennedy's son said in his great book about Fauci, he said, 2020 marked the end of the Democratic Party as we knew it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.